The Inheritance. After falling off a horse, the master was not able to regain consciousness. Now his servants kneeled at his deathbed to pay their last respects. The druid asked the goddess of horses, Epona, for assistance. To no avail. Cernunnos, the stag-headed ruler of the underworld, was a merciless setter of traps. Whomever he caught in his net was beyond help. The dead man lay in his manor like a felled tree. His body was still warm when the argument about the inheritance broke out, as one of his two sons tried to mount his father's horse. "Don't," said his brother Aharon. "It's mine."
"How can you say that?" objected Sardix. "It's my steed. The law says that all of a father's property belongs to the firstborn son."
"I know the law, and that is why our father's estate belongs to me, because I am the firstborn son." Since they could not both have been born first, one of them must have been lying, but no one could say who. Both believed they were right, because they were twins, as identical as two eggs, such that right after their birth, their own mother no longer knew which boy she had born first. Up to now, it had never mattered, because they were all too young to contemplate death. Now, a decision had to be made. Neither of them was prepared to waive his rights. In that way, they were like their father, whose unrelenting will had put fear into the hearts of foes and family alike.
"If people are not capable of rendering a fair judgment, then the gods must decide," said the village elder.
And everyone knew what that meant, because it was common practice to carry out judgment of the gods through an ordeal by battle. The person who was right was the one that the gods had helped to triumph. At once, the two rivals reached for their swords, but the druid raised an objection.
"Are you two out of your minds? Twins of the same flesh and blood? Mirror images of one another? How can you fight against yourselves? You are as one. Divide the inheritance so fairly that each son is satisfied with his half."
"Your words sound good," said Aharon, "but they cannot be realized. How can you divide the inheritance so that neither of us feels at a disadvantage? It can't be done."
"Yes, it can," replied the druid. "You may take everything your father owned and divide it into two halves, one for you and one for your brother. But he may choose which of the two halves is to belong to him."